your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, Tom, for the second segment on the KE Report. I'm talking with an old friend of mine, not necessarily old in times of years, but I've known this gentleman for a very long time. He's a former government employee who left the government. He is a geologist. He was in charge of mining operations for the government for the state of Alaska when he was still working. Right now, he is a very active conservative, as everybody on our program is. He sends out information almost every day on what I would almost call, it's not a podcast, it's more of a direct mail list. A frequent contributor to our book club up here in Semiahmoo, and I want to ask him a couple of questions. Number one, why did you write a book, number one, and number two, what is the name exactly of your book?
Well, first off, Al, the reason I wrote this book is because I've been sitting here watching things go to pot here in the country for the last decade or so. And over the course of, 10 years, you know, we've been emailing back and forth to all of our conservative friends and seeing how things are going is slowly deteriorating in one direction, and that's downward. And so I found that I was writing a lot of emails and actually kind of storing some of them away. I printed out some of the larger ones and more important ones, and I don't know, kind of threw them in my in basket. The next thing you knew, I had enough material to kind of put it together to make a book.
Right.
So I thought, well, what the heck? I'm gonna give my 2 cents worth to the political narrative. I went back as far as Obama, because that's really the first solid indication that our country was falling right to hell apart, and it starts with the prologue of this book is a narrative about Obama and how he got in there, totally unknown, totally unvetted. We have great suspicions about his constitutional eligibility for being a president because of birth and all that. So that's how I got started in writing that, and then I ended up, later I had a stroke, and so I'm at the point where I can't do a whole lot physically, like going to meetings and really participating or, trying to get onto city councils, county councils, school boards, and stuff like that. I'm a little limited in my energy, but I can still write. So I figured I'd write this book and get it published and just put in my 2 cents worth.
And we're leaving out one very important fact, and that fact is the name of the book.
Oh, and the name of the book. The name of the book is Losing America, Our National Crisis of Legalities versus Justice. And there's a subtitle there that kind of indicates it's a lot of stuff's going on because we're stupid and too damn nice about some of our political policies. We're letting people into this country that shouldn't be here. We've done it for decades and generations, and now it's coming to a point. It's coming back to bite us in the ass, frankly, and we're seeing it. We're seeing it live daily. And we've now gotten a population, half of which is totally ignorant of and naive of politics, the Constitution, ethics, morals, and we're seeing that because these people vote, and they voted liberal, and they voted it enough that they put some idiot in office that shouldn't be there. Now, that indicates to me that we have half of the people, which is pretty significant, if there are enough of them to vote the way they did with Biden.
Yeah.
And it indicates to me that we have a massive failure of our educational system, because those people didn't just come up and all of a sudden vote socialist. They've been stewing in our educational system for decades and generations now, to the point where we are not just calling the Democrats aren't just Democrats. They're outright outspoken and publicly avowed socialists, and they're getting into office. And look, nobody would be in any office of any place at all unless they're voted into it. And that tells me the voters, not the people trying to get a good job, but the voters are totally ignorant politically, they're naive, or they're intentionally doing it because they think they would prefer socialism over our free market enterprise capitalism. And that's where it all comes from.
You know, you and I have had an awful lot of conversations in the past. I remember when you and I went up to Mount Baker to do a site visit of a mine that was proposed to go in up there, and it's about a two-hour drive. You and I were neighbors. It's about a two-hour drive each way from where you and I lived, and we had a long, long conversation going up and coming back, a total of 4 hours. You were a very active member of our book club for years and years and years. You're very...
Oh, and I loved it.
Yeah, I love it, too. I have to tell you, your concept about politics, and more importantly than just politics, your concept about contemporary societal events is, I think, spot on. And the timing could not be better, quite frankly, for your book, in the sense that look what's happening in Afghanistan. Do you realize that as of the wire services this morning, and you guys out there, we are recording this on Friday morning. The show is going to air, as you know, on the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, depending on which of the 27 stations the carrier show, which area you live in. A super majority, as of this morning, of Americans do not approve whatsoever of the way that the executive office handled the situation in Afghanistan. Because of the fact that the executive office released names of Americans who remain in Afghanistan right now, names, addresses, etc., etc., they may be hunted down and killed by the Taliban. How could a president of the United States do something like that? Ladies and gentlemen, you guys, Irish Tony, Jerry, if you want to get an autographed picture of this book, simply click on the link that I have posted along with this particular interview. Those of you listening on the radio, just go to our website and click on the link. I'll get you a copy of the book. Thank you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.